Let's talk lacrosse. Chalon Rogers and Phil Mazuka are live in studio. Nice to have you guys. Welcome.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
Sorry, I get everybody's name wrong. I'm famous for it.
You got mine right, though, so I'm happy with that.
Okay, let me start with you, Chalon. What's at stake? We got a game on Saturday. I'm coming. So what's going on?
We have round one of playoffs. It's a single elimination. We're playing Rochester Nighthawks, and pretty fired up that you're coming.
Yeah, okay. And do we still call it the Toronto Rock, or because I know you guys are playing in Hamilton now?
Yeah, we're still playing in Hamilton, but our name is still the Toronto Rock.
Okay. Phil, let me ask you how this whole thing began, because most young Canadians grow up and think about a future in hockey. I happen to be a huge lacrosse fan, so I get why you might have caught the bug.
Yeah, so I started playing hockey and kind of played it all the way up until midget, but just grew up in the Oakville minor system, played junior there, played at Western for a little bit, and then because you can play pro and what's called CUFLA at the same time, so I got drafted while I was still at school, and I'm going into my third year with the team now.
And it's an unfortunate aspect, I guess. You don't actually make a living playing lacrosse, do you?
No, I wish.
Yeah. What do you do when you're not playing lacrosse?
I got a sales gig as well. It's still kind of in the realm of sports. Like, it's primarily hockey and lacrosse, so still related, and kind of gives me enough flexibility to train and do everything I need to do, which is nice. But yeah, I wish we were making a couple milli playing lax. That'd be nice.
Yeah, well, that's the thing. I mean, it's not basketball, but it's still a sport you're passionate about, and I imagine you get compensated per game.
Yeah, absolutely. We get compensated like any other kind of professional sport. It's not kind of to the level of, you know, the four major sports, but it's definitely a passion-driven league, and a lot of these guys who play in this league are love the sport and just want to keep playing it.
One of the aspects of the game, and first of all, it's fast. I think it combines the best assets of other sports, but also as the game goes on, usually things get just a little bit more in your face, and the rackets, if that's what we're calling them, increasingly you start wailing on your fellow players and the opposing players mostly with the rackets. I mean, what is that dynamic?
It's exactly that. It's dynamic. Like you said, it's a super fast game, and things get a little chippy, and you get a little aggressive with your sticks. But it's a super exciting sport, and like you said, it combines so many different other sports into it, and I think that's why it makes it so exciting.
Yeah, I mean, Phil, I'd love to ask you for your own appreciation of why this sport. I mean, it works for me. I don't know if it works for everybody, but I mean, it's the play is fast. It's usually not high scoring necessarily, but a typical lacrosse game could be like 18-12 or something like that. And there is that level of intensity. It keeps cranking as the game goes on.
For sure. Yeah, like Charles said, I mean, super dynamic sport. I think for me personally, the speed, there's a little bit more goals than hockey, so kind of keeps the crowd engaged a little bit more. It's a little bit more exciting, in my opinion. But just kind of love the speed and the physicality, and kind of just captivated me through all my years of playing, and that's why I do it.
And Chalon, I understand you recently got engaged.
I did.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay.
She said yes.
She said yes. Okay. Did you fancy it up? These days, proposals are like a huge thing.
I tried to do my best. It was on our bye weekend, actually, and went down on a little vacay. And you got a little dirty, and she said yes. That's all you can ask for.
Okay. Okay, so Saturday night, and this is one of the aspects of this as well, though, Phil. I mean, when you're having playoffs in NHL, for example, you got seven games. These are, and I've been to the Rock at a playoff game that sadly they lost, and that's it. Game over.
Yeah, it's definitely tough. I mean, I think there's some restrictions and how long playoffs are allowed to go with the league and some stuff that's a bit out of our control, but would be, in my opinion, would be a lot better if the first round was a series instead of a one and done. And I'm sure they're always changing the format and stuff, so I'm sure this might not be the end of it, but yeah, definitely a series would be nice for sure.
And Chalon, it's Rochester, so I mean, given the proximity of Rochester, is this like Toronto versus the Bruins in hockey?
I wouldn't go quite that far. They're kind of an expansion team in the last few years.
Yeah.
But they've given us troubles over the past couple of years, and I couldn't be looking more forward to this opportunity to play them.
Okay, I'm looking forward to seeing this, I have to say. And I'm just wondering the day-to-day life, Phil, of a lacrosse player. I mean, you guys travel by bus or?
It depends where we go. If we're kind of upstate New York, usually we'll take a bus, but we fly quite a bit as well.
Okay. And, I mean, the amount of time that is designated toward lacrosse, like in just in terms of practice and all that kind of stuff, how much of a slice of your life is in this?
Oh, huge. I mean, there's like we have our scheduled practices and travel days and game days and whatnot, but it's also the time you're putting into training and all that kind of stuff outside of actual like team sanctioned events, if you want to call them that. It's huge, and it's just kind of however much you put into it is what you're going to get out of it.
And of course, you're the team captain, Shetland.
Yeah,
that's pretty cool. How much, you know, we call it retail in politics, but because it's sort of a pocket concern for so many people, I guess you guys have to spend time meeting kids, meeting the fans, making sure that everybody's having a good time.
Yeah, I think that's kind of what makes lacrosse different also from those other kind of big major sports is, you know, we're pretty entwined with the community and meeting kids and, you know, we have our own kind of travel program that we run, and that's a great opportunity for us to kind of give back and also make relationships with these kids who ultimately are big fans of ours and our teams.
When I would go to games in Toronto, there was a woman, and we just made up her name because we didn't know who she was. We called her Dolores. But every single time the Rock scored, she would get up out of her seat and go to the glass and start pounding on the glass with two hands. Has she made it to Hamilton?
Yes, and I know exactly who you're talking about, too.
Okay.
Yeah, we've met her before.
I'll look for her on Saturday. Thanks a lot, guys.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you.
That's Phil Mazzucca and Challen Rogers, and the Rock are playing in Hamilton against Rochester on Saturday. Game time is actually 4:30, so Joe Cristiano and I are heading on over.